Brownie Newman, why is this an important issue for you, and why should residents of Buncombe County share your commitment to this issue?
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that the issue is important to me is that I think we have two important responsibilities serving in the role of county commissioner or in any elected office. And one of those responsibilities is to make sure that we are taking responsibility for assuring that we are preserving the environmental health of our community for future generations. That's the first reason. And the second reason is that we have a duty to make sure we are as efficiently as possible using taxpayer dollars. And any chance we have to save taxpayer dollars, it's very important that we pursue that. And so the proposal that we put forward for an energy independence initiative accomplishes both of those goals.
Are there upfront costs associated with this commitment?
There are. So when we began looking at the idea of doing an energy independence or carbon reduction goal, we asked our staff to look at opportunities for how we would implement such a goal. So they hired a group called Shaw Environmental, which is an engineering firm based in Charlotte, to do an audit of all of the 10 largest county-owned buildings, and to look for opportunities to save energy at those buildings. They came up with a very comprehensive report and recommendations. And so we have directed the staff to implement the recommendations that Shaw Environmental identified for the first 5 years of the audit. And if you implement all of those recommendations over a five-year period, it's projected to cost Buncombe County about $850,000 to implement all of those recommendations. However, the good news is that those recommendations will save Buncombe County a recurring amount of about $180,000 a year. And if you look at how energy costs increase over time, it's projected to save the county a total of $2 million over the first 10 years. So we will invest $800,000 to save $2 million, so a net savings of more than $1 million to Buncombe County taxpayers.
Is there money in the current fiscal year budget to initiate the necessary changes?
There is not, but the resolution that we passed last night directs the staff to begin planning to include funding in the 2014-2015 budget that we will adopt this spring. So we're planning to put it into the budget that will start on July 1st of 2014.
So you see this as more than a symbolic gesture?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think any time that we can, you know, save any money for taxpayers, I think that's a good thing. If we have an opportunity to save $1 million of taxpayer funding, you know, that's very significant. And so I think the financial savings are real. And I think the environmental benefits are very real as well. You know, the way we generate energy requires combustion of coal, and that creates air pollution. So anything we can do to make our air cleaner locally, to save money locally, I think those have real benefits here. But I do believe that the leadership aspect of this, in terms of declaring that we take the threat of climate change to future generations seriously, I think that's very important too.
The federal government has set a goal to reduce emissions by 28% over the next decade. Mm-hmm. How does the county commitment compare to the federal commitment?
I am not familiar with all the details of exactly what the federal government's commitment is in terms of carbon reduction footprint. It sounds like they are on a fairly similar trajectory, although, again, I haven't looked at the numbers carefully enough to be clear on which one might be a little bit more aggressive. But there's a lot of different organizations that have made commitments of this nature. Back in 2007, the city of Asheville made a very similar commitment. I served on city council at the time to do a carbon reduction policy. They also started at a 2% per year reduction. Since then, the city of Asheville has reduced its carbon footprint by 17%. They've actually exceeded the 2% per year goal by a pretty large margin. So I think that there's a lot of examples out there that show that this is a very ambitious goal, but one that if we are very focused on, you know, is an achievable goal.
Specifically, are we talking about converting to LED light bulbs, improving heating systems, making buildings tighter, improving the water systems. Specifically, what would make a difference?
All of the measures specifically identified in the Shaw environmental audit for the first 5 years are all energy efficiency and water conservation measures. So yeah, the kinds of items that you just identified, you know, more efficient lighting, more sophisticated control systems for heating and cooling of buildings so that we are not overheating our buildings when the buildings are empty or cooling them more than they need to be cooled. More precise ways of heating and cooling buildings so they don't waste energy. Systems so that our computer systems will ramp down at times when they're not being used. Just various measures, energy efficiency improvements that will cause us to waste less energy are the specific recommendations that are made in this report. But the expectation is that by setting this goal, we also ask our staff to begin looking for other opportunities. You know, as our vehicle fleets get older and we need to replace with new vehicles, you know, let's look for the most efficient, high mileage, cleanest vehicles we can. They've been already doing a lot of that, and this asks them to continue that and maybe make it an even higher priority.
So everything from more efficient light bulbs to maybe moving from desktop computers to laptops and just making sure that people disconnect all their electronic devices at the end of the day?
Yeah, the specific measures that were outlined, I don't think any of them actually would require people to kind of behave any differently. They're all kind of technology improvements, system controls. I think there are opportunities as we start looking at a goal like this to think about ways that we as a county organization can be more efficient, but all the initial steps are all different things that are pretty straightforward technology improvements that will make us, use our energy more efficiently.
I asked you, is there money in the current fiscal year budget to initiate these changes? And you said no. Will there be money proposed in the next budget? And is it conceivable that it would affect the ability of the county to deliver services or perhaps even result in higher fees or tax increases for the residents of Buncombe County?
Well, and just to be clear, the county staff and led by our very capable facilities director, Greg Israel, the county has been pretty aggressive in terms of implementing energy efficiency measures for many years. And so when I say there's not money in the budget for this year, I meant specifically for implementing these new measures that are identified in the environmental audit. But Greg and his staff have been taking steps every year to implement energy efficiency measures, including things that are being done this year. But starting on July 1st, we will appropriate funds in the new budget to begin implementing these additional measures. You know, while there is this upfront cost, again, the savings from those initial investments quickly exceeds the cost. So really, from my standpoint, I think we can't afford not to do this. If we do not implement these measures over the next 10 years, we're going to spend $2 million on utility bills. If we do implement these measures, it's $1 million. It's $2 million less and $1 million, difference between the cost of the improvements and our utility costs. So really, we can't afford to do it. If we don't implement these measures, we're going to be spending money on wasting energy that could be spent on teachers and greenways and lowering taxes. So from a purely financial standpoint, I think it's a no-brainer.
According to published reports, the federal government is the country's single largest energy consumer. You think about it, the government has hundreds of thousands of buildings and vehicles and lots of computers. Is there any way of knowing where Buncombe County ranks in energy consumption in the county?
I have never seen a ranking of who are the largest electricity consumers in Buncombe County. I think as the largest employer, I think intuitively my guess would be that the hospital probably ranks, near the top. And some of the large manufacturing employers in our community, those kind of activities use lots of energy. But Buncombe County is one of the largest employers as well. We do operate a lot of facilities. So I don't know exactly where we rank on that scale. I do know that when Buncombe County has been compared to other local governments and when the Shaw environmental staff looked at our facilities, they did come up with a lot of great ideas to save energy, but they also commented that Buncombe County is already one of the most energy efficient local governments that they have ever worked with. So a lot of our buildings are already very green, and a lot of our fleets are already very fuel efficient. So we start off from a pretty efficient standard of operations, which will make it a little more challenging to continue improving it because there's not a lot of waste there now. But clearly we've identified good strategies that will be very cost effective, and I've full confidence that as we get further into this, we will identify more opportunities in the future.
One of your fellow commissioners was quoted as saying the goal is unreasonable.
The 2% per year goal, again, we have a specific plan that shows us how to achieve the 2% per year goal over the next 5 years. It doesn't get us 100% to that 10% reduction, but it's very close. I mean, so if we simply implement these measures we've already identified, we're very close to achieving the goal for the first 5 years of operation. Clearly, we'll find a few additional things along the way. In the long run, I don't want to underestimate the challenge of achieving an 80% reduction in the future, but I also do not think we should underestimate the innovative nature of our community and our country in terms of solving problems like this. When President Kennedy decided we were going to, within 10 years, put a person on the moon, we did not know how to do that when we decided to make that commitment, but we made the commitment and decided it was a priority, and we figured it out. And I think clean energy is one of the highest priorities of this generation. And by making these commitments, you know, we unleash the creativity that we need to find these kinds of solutions.
Buncombe County Commissioner Brownie Newman, thank you very much.
Thank you.